Martin, the guy you guys have to focus on this week?
Definitely. You know, they're coming in the town, you know, with a good rushing offense, and I think he's fourth in the NFL in rushing. You know, what they do, they got a pretty good scheme, so we're excited for the challenge.
And so one of the guys said that when you think of, he thinks of Freeman, reminds me of Roethlisberger for comparison.
Yeah, but, you know, his thing is he can stay in the pocket, and, you know, with his two deep threats outside, he can really throw the ball down the field. He has a good arm, so just got to make sure we stay on top of the deep throws and making sure we're playing hard.
And you guys are all too familiar with Vincent Jackson. What about defending him?
Man, you know, I'm not worried about it. You know, I don't have to cover him that much, but, you know, I'm not worried about our back end. They've been doing some great jobs, some good jobs this year. So it's going to be exciting to see the matchup and who gets a chance to match up with him. And, you know, I'm always betting on my guys, but it's exciting to get a chance to play against him. He's a good player.
Why is the back line playing better? It seems like they're familiar with each other, getting more confident every week.
They are, man. You know, like I said, we've been, from day one, we've been buying in, and those guys are getting comfortable playing with each other. And confidence, you know, you can't beat confidence when you step on the field and you already think you're going to win, and you know you're going to win. So it feels good to have those guys playing around, flying around, and coming down in the run game.
Barely December, and you guys have a chance to clinch the division. That's pretty darn good.
Clinching? We didn't know. We just take
it. It's just in.
Just breaking news. No, I mean, it's good. You know, it's always good to know that you're guaranteed to go to the postseason. But, we got to take it 1 week at a time, one game at a time, and, you know, accept the challenges at hand. That's a good Tampa Bay team.
What are some of the little things they've done to win the last three road games they've had to be able to pull off road wins? How
are
they doing that?
Rushing the football, and, you know, like I said, deep shots down the football field. You know, their defense is amazing when it comes to the run game. So we just got to have an overall team victory this week.
You're 6 wins in a row. I mean, you're gaining momentum. Does it feel like you almost can't lose?
Well, you know, it feels good to step on the field when you know, when you take that field with the urgency of knowing that you have a good chance of winning, and everybody's on our team, we're playing with confidence, and we just got to keep it going, you know, keep it rolling, and, you know, one win after another, we hopefully be the last team standing.
You've been the best run D in the league for about 5 weeks, and the Chiefs came in and gashed you guys pretty good at times. What did they do differently, and how do you correct that?
Well, I mean, we already corrected. We've been working on it. You know, they attacked our edge and, you know, got us running sideways, and that's something that we can't do. You know, we haven't been coached to do that. So we're excited for whatever Tampa Bay is going to do. You know, we just got to play our defense, and that's the only thing that's going to stop it, our defense.
And you'll see the Bucs and then other teams going forward try to mimic that?
It's a copycat league. You know, every time somebody has success, another team is going to try to bite off of a steal from it. But whatever they throw on the table, we got to be ready to eat.
You're giving Mike Adams a little hard time over there about being the defensive player of the week. Talk a little about how big he stepped up and,
man, huge.
Chip on his shoulder, stepping up, coming from a team that's never made the playoffs.
Huge, man. You know, most people don't know me and Mike are in the same fraternity. You know, that's Free Agents R Us. So, you know, he plays hard, man. He came up this week and had a couple big hits and, you know, a couple forced fumbles. And he's playing hard and he's out there giving it his all. Hey, Cooper.
How about a pro's respect for what Knowshon did for 2 months? He's the forgotten man. Everybody thinks he's barely on the team anymore, and he steps in and plays the way he did.
He wasn't forgotten with us. You know, he's been kicking our tail on defense. That's part of the reason why we've been so good in our run defense, because the looks that he's been giving us, it's been like, dude, as soon as you get your chance, you're going to explode. So, you know, it's good that he stayed humble and he was ready whenever his chance came up, and it was good to see that he came out there ready to play, which I always believed in.
Wesley, do you notice a big difference this season as far as you're always around the ball, trying to jar the ball loose on those guys over the middle, things like that, with the officials having more of an emphasis looking for illegal hits? What's your take on all that right now?
Well, you know, it's the NFL. You know, they're moving in a different direction. They're trying to protect players. And as a defensive player, you know, we've always been taught to play the game of football, hard nose, smash mouth. So, you know, we have to adjust the way we tackle nowadays. So, you know, it is what it is. We just have to be ready and know what kind of tackling situation we're in.
Are Peyton and Jacob Tammy giving you guys pointers on stopping Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, man, you know, Peyton's been on me the whole year about back when I played him back in the day. So, you know, it's going to be exciting getting a chance to go back against Dallas. He's one of the best tight ends that ever played a game. And him and Jacob kind of similar, the same routes running. So, you know, it's exciting getting a chance to go up against one of the top tight ends.
What do you remember about your times playing against him?
Oh, bad. My times were bad. So I'm looking forward to redeeming myself, you know, against him. So it's exciting, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Are we going to see a dance from you this weekend if you get a sack?
I'm going to leave the dance in the bun, but if I pop a one off the spot, I'll make sure I throw it in there.
You got one planned at all or no?
No, I'm planning. Thanks.